Good afternoon, everybody, or morning, whatever you guys are listening to, whatever time. It's completely fine. Just wanted to roll out this new REI Society podcast. This time we're talking about teams. So the last several times I've been talking about different things in real estate to you, I've been educating you and things like that, but never have I talked about teams. I've spent 18 years of my life building up business and making great money and great returns, but unfortunately, I haven't had the best of teams until now. Over the last 2 years, we have been crushing it. We have tripled and quadrupled our incomes, and that could not be possible without the perfect team. So let me break down my team for you. Right now, Brandon Thompson is the kind of the project management company guy of all of the companies, marketing, REI Society, Beacon Hill Homes, Swift Change Real Estate, all of our long-term rentals, our short-term rentals, flipping, all that good stuff. So I wouldn't say below me, but beyond me, you have different facets of the business. There's no below. It's everybody is equal at the seat of the table. Here's how we pull this thing off. I project manage full-time, and then underneath me, I have a team of people who renovate my projects. I've got 4 contracting crews. One is a luxury crew. The other is a middle grade crew, handles the medium grade rehabs. And then I have another kind of like upper lower grade crew. And then from there, I have a low grade crew who kind of puts lipstick on a pig. And we do a lot of wholetailing. If you're not familiar with wholetailing, we basically buy properties, we clean them up, we do very minimal to it, and we put them right back on the market in MLS. We do cosmetic flips. We do luxury flips, and we also do full detail flips where we bust out blowout walls, fix mold and fire repair, and things like that. So it requires 4 experienced crews that know exactly what they're doing in each and every single side of that remodel. On top of that, I've got my wife, Tiffany. Say hi, Tiffany.
Hello, guys.
Tiffany handles the Tiffany handles the sales side. So she is the highest grossing realtor in all of West Georgia, and she's doing tens of millions of dollars each year in real estate sales. Now, she couldn't do that without a team behind her. She has a lady named Nicole Hunt, who is the listing assistant, and also our part-time realtor who will be eventually taking over Tiffany's business as we free up Tiffany's time. So you got me managing our projects and overseeing the whole general consensus of our flips, our education company, long-term rentals and short-term rentals, and working with my acquisitions guys. You got Tiffany working with the sales. And then you have Nicole. Nicole is actually working for us, doing the compliance management, working on our paperwork, as well as she's taking on probably 20% of our listings. And eventually, she's going to get 100% from there. And these two are equal. I've got Nicole Carver. Nicole is my admin assistant. And also Tiffany's sister. She just reminded me of that. I will pretend like she's my sister because I've had her in my family for 20-something years since Tiffany and I did it in high school. But Nicole is my right-hand man, even though she is a woman. She is out there doing the stuff that only she can do. She's solving problems. She is making sure the shit don't stink and cleaning up any mess that we got to deal with, so that my life can be easier, and I hold her up on the highest of pedestals because she is doing a wonderful job. And if it wasn't for her, then I don't know where I would be. On top of that, she's paying our bills each month. She's overseeing project management outside of what I'm overseeing. And now she's also got a new job for the time being until we replace her from it, which is property management for our long-term rentals. All right, everybody, we're going to talk to you about our new sponsor for REI Society. It is PropStream, big data for real estate tailored for you. If you don't know what PropStream is, you need to get it immediately. PropStream provides unmatched access to detailed property records nationwide. They have more data, more features, and investor tools than any other service out there. Trust me, I know. Unlimited searches let you evaluate specific properties or search their database for over 160 million records, both on and off market, that meet your exact investment criteria. You get to target motivated sellers, find cash buyers, accurate comps, especially if you're not a realtor and you need to get accurate comps. And then you have much more with their precise filtering system. This software allows you to work smarter and not harder. PropStream has more data, more features, and investor tools than any other product or service on the market today. You can identify your investment criteria, search, evaluate, and target. That's crucial, guys. PropStream's built-in marketing features make it easy for you to reach your prospects through customized postcards, email campaigns, landing pages, and ringless voicemails. You want to know where you can find properties left and right? You can do it through PropStream. This is where we get our best deals. Go to trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. This is going to get you a 7-day free trial that you get to play around with. And if you text me PropStream on my phone number, I will send you a live webinar that we did way back in the day that can tell you all about how to utilize this the correct way. So text 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. Text PropStream to this number, and I will send you a link to a video that teaches you how to utilize PropStream. So go ahead and subscribe today, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. Again, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. That's going to get you your 7-day free trial. Let's bounce back to Tiffany and I. Tiffany and I are overseeing our project management as far as short-term rentals. So you have Airbnb and VRBO, which alleviates all of our time through the portals itself, but we still have to micromanage that a little bit. And right now we are very hospitable. We've got 4 properties and we're about to launch 4 more for a total of 8 short-term vacation rentals. But we want to be the most hospitable that we can. And yes, there's systems. There's property management and CRMs, customer resource managers, systems that can actually oversee and take advantage of what we're doing so that we don't have to work as much. But we enjoy being as hospitable as possible so that we don't drop any balls. So now after 8 is released here by the end of the year, we will probably have to have the best property management softwares out there. And we're researching those right now. But that makes up our team for our short-term rentals. Tiffany and I oversee those. And then when we have an emergency, Nicole Carver oversees the emergencies in our short-term vacation rental business, such as this week when we had a crazy case of the stinky shits in our LJ cabin. And that's a story in its own, but I may talk about that later. From there, we have my acquisitions, guys. I've got like 4 people. I'm not going to name them by name because they're all new and they may or may not want to be, you know, mentioned into the podcast, but I got 4 people who are working for me. And one person in specific is actually crushing it. I'm telling you, freaking crushing it. Bringing deal after deal after deal, worked as a firefighter and is really like just sewing after my own heart. And I'm really like excited about where his future is. He's crushing it. And then I've got a couple other people who are doing it part-time while they're working their full-time job. And they're bringing in lead after lead after lead. And then I've got a 4th person who is just starting out, who is bringing a deal maybe once every other month. And it's blowing up. So acquisitions is no problem because we've empowered ourselves to show people how to do this business. And because we showed them how to do this business, they have succeeded and they're bringing in lead after lead and they have changed in their own lives because they see the value in serving somebody who has a cause that can build them up, that can edify them, and that can put them on a pedestal so that they can change their own lifestyles for their own families in general. From there, we've got VAs, virtual assistants. Let me back up. From there, I've got a marketing guy. I got a guy named Kenny. Kenny Barnwell is blowing it up for the education company, for REI Society, for our training programs. We just launched our fourth training program. The first one was the wholesale training program, showing you how to make $10,000 in the next 30 days. And that was released a couple of months ago. And then we had our short-term vacation rental program, showing you how to have a vacation home that your guest pays for, and you get to completely profit from a home that is actually churning and burning the income in without doing anything at all or very little. Then we got our long-term rentals, making that mailbox money with smart purchases and intentional purposes so that you can actually profit daily in and out. We've just launched all four of those. The final one, like I said at the beginning, was the fix and flip business. Having an intentional fix and flip business, part-time or full-time, while you're having that impact go into society, creating a home that is better than the one the person was or the family that was staying in a home before can come into your home and they can call your house their home. It is something that is awesome where you're having that impact not only in society helping that family, but you're also helping the economic situation for your community as well. So that's something that we're excited about, training people up, showing them how they can build themselves up to do more in their own communities. From there, we have our virtual assistants. I've got a lady from the Philippines. Her name is Joanne. She's pushing all of our extra content online for the podcast, et cetera, et cetera. And then I also have, let's not forget, my good friend Joel. Joel Brock is the top guy, and I laid him out for last, but he knows specifically that he is not the last person at all. He is actually the first person who came to me well over a year and a half ago and said, Brandon, I'm seeing what you're doing. I'm reading your long form and your short form post on social media. I'm also listening to what you're talking about in your live videos. And I think you should do a podcast. I think you should do this. And if you do this, we can go out and have amazing things happen. We can touch a lot of people and I would love to work with you. And Joel came in and hit me up all that time ago, a year and a half ago. And a year and a half later, I'm like, wow, look how this company has grown. Now, I did have Nicole and Tiffany, but I didn't have Kenny. I didn't have all of my crews. I had two crews. Now I've got two extra. And I've got all my lenders and things like that. Like, my team continues to grow. I'm going to end with Joel here, but Joel was somebody who actually reached out to me and said, look, we can do this together and we can go and grow. And together he and I did. So that's not the whole team. You know, we have lenders, we have attorneys, insurance, all that good stuff. It continues on and on and on. But here's the thing. The reason why I'm going over this podcast 12 minutes deep is if you don't have a team that has your loyalty, that has your back, that is proud to represent you and your brand, then you have nothing. So that's where I'm going to end with that. When you're starting out, entrepreneurship can feel like a lonely sport, but if you keep on working and you keep going towards the end goal, whatever that end goal is for you, then it doesn't have to be a lonely sport. And together, we can all succeed and we can all rise above the ashes. So you have anything else to add to that, Tiffany?
I think you summed it all up.
Okay. Well, here we are in Cabo. We summed it all up. You guys are listening to this on a Monday, I believe. God bless you and see you in the next episode. Talk to you later.